Hello and good morning. You are listening to Market Minutes and I am Vaibhavi Ranjan. Today is Friday, 12th of April, and here's all you need to know before the market opens. Domestic benchmark indices are likely to witness a gap down open today as trends in the GIFT Nifty hint towards a negative start for the broader index with a fall of around 100 points. The hotter than expected US inflation print, a third in a row, is likely to put pressure on domestic equities as it squashed hopes of a rate cut from the Federal Reserve in June. In the previous session, the Indian equity indices ended higher, with Nifty hitting fresh record highs, while the Sensex also inched closer to its all-time high. At close, the Sensex and the Nifty both gained 0.5%. Apart from the two benchmarks, the Nifty Midcap 100 and Bank Nifty indices also touched their respective record highs. Going ahead, analysts peg the resistance zone for the Nifty at 22,700 to 22,750, while support is seen at 22,600. A decisive move above 22,750 might induce a rally towards 23,000 in the short term. Meanwhile, given that the market appears to be range-bound, analysts feel buying on dips and selling on rallies might prove to be a good strategy with proper stop-loss measures. Shifting focus to today's trading session, here are some stocks that will remain in the limelight. Shares of TCS will be in focus as the IT giant is slated to kick off the Q4 earnings season by releasing its quarterly reports later today. Phoenix Meals will also be on the radar as the company reported a strong growth in Q4 with 27% increase in total consumption. Now, it's time to shift our focus towards global markets and how they fared so far. The three US benchmark indices had a mixed close overnight. The S&P 500 and the Nasdaq Composite sharply rebounded from Wednesday's inflation-fueled sell-off as tech shares led a comeback. On Thursday, the Nasdaq gained close to 1.68% to end at a record high, while the S&P 500 rose 0.7%. The Dow, however, ended slightly lower to post its fourth straight day of losses. Markets in Asia were also mixed in early trade today. South Korea's benchmark KOSPI index was down 0.4%, but the small-cap KOSDAQ was up 0.6%. Japan's Nikkei 225 climbed 0.5%, while the broad-based topics rose 0.53%. In Australia, the S&P ASX 200 slipped 0.3%. Futures tied to Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index hinted towards a weaker open. In today's Voice of the Day segment, we have Kranthi Bathini of Wealth Mills Security, who will share his thoughts on the US inflation print and how it may impact the Fed's rate cut trajectory. Let's tune in.
US inflation has been rising month on month as the Federal Reserve has been kept on telling on inflation has been transitory. Again, after a few quarters later, now the Federal Reserve has been telling inflation is sticky. Based on the Federal Reserve assumptions and expectations, the inflation has been going up month on month, which is a key cause of worry for Federal Reserve and across the central bankers across the globe. Right now, coming to the US inflation is concerned, the rise in the US inflation makes the Federal Reserve rate cut decision very much uncertain, and also the quantum of Federal Reserve rate cut is going to be uncertain. So market doesn't like uncertainty. The current rise in the US inflation definitely going to create some kind of pressure on the market in the medium to short term, as everybody have been expecting a rate cut soon by the Federal Reserve, but the current inflationary data definitely delays the decision of Federal Reserve's rate cut and also it creates more uncertainty towards the rate cut is concerned in the coming quarters. Overall, US economy has been going up strength to strength at this point of time. The job data has been coming up strong, but the main concern is sometimes the good data for the economy may not be the good data for the market. It may cause the central banks to wait and watch mode for some more time in terms of taking any key interest rate policy measures are concerned in the medium to short term.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news updates. Thank you and have a great day. We will catch you on Monday at the same time.